Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Nice to have you with us, and it is Tuesday at 9:40. That's when we check in with our friends at SalesportTalk.com, particularly Karen Lyle, who will co-host the segment as she usually does. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing fantastic, Rick. I spent a wonderful weekend over in Sausalito at the Sausalito Boat Show, and I invited Mitch Perkins, the manager of that show, to come and talk to us today.
It is. It says Showell. It's show, though, right? Boat show?
Yes, it is boat show.
Okay, so it's Sausalito.
That's boat.
Sausalito Boat Showell. All right. Well, boat shows happen all over the world, and Sausalito, of course, is one of the most physically and geographically beautiful places in the United States, much less the world. And Mitch Perkins, as Karen mentioned, is with us. Mitch, what does that mean to be the show manager of the Sausalito Boat Show?
Well, it means a lot, and I couldn't believe the opportunity that I got when I was invited to be the show manager for the Sausalito Boat Show, because speaking to your point, a world-class city and a world-class destination, and in the center of an amazing San Francisco Bay. So it was an opportunity for me that I couldn't turn down. This was started by a group of people from our Clipper Yacht Group. It's just a grassroots organization, so I seized the opportunity, and I love the opportunity, and I feel very fortunate.
You know, Mitch, you are a boater yourself. You've been boating most of your life and worked with Latitude 38 and Rich Spindler for years before, I think, doing the Jack London Square boat show. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was, I was an advertising manager there at Latitude 38 for 25 years, and then I seized another opportunity to take on boat shows for the NMMA and for Sail America. So I did, we produced shows in Jack London Square, and then when I went for the NMMA, I did shows up and down the West Coast.
I know you got a plane flyover, which is really cool, and I was just wondering. Like, nowadays, if you just want video, you can do drones, but you could do a drone show at night. I know that, major pro sports can get the military in on it. I know the Oakland Ballers just had a flyover for their game a couple of days ago of vintage World War II planes as well. How do you go about that, and what kind of flyover did you have?
Well, it was an incredible opportunity, and it really took all 3 years to pull this off. But a gentleman by the name of Stephen Tucker contacted me about doing the flyover, and I was so excited about the opportunity, I couldn't believe it. It was, and so it's a small group of planes that do this and like to do this and volunteer to do this. And so we seized on that opportunity and put it together, and I'm going to sadly say this. I missed it. It flew over while I was on the phone in the office. But it was very gratifying, and a lot of people loved it, and I can't thank the organization enough for doing it.
You know, that was... hold on a second.
I'll just jump in.
Sorry,
so you spent three...
Sorry about that. I'm back. I wanted to make a comment, Mitch. So you contacted me sometime in January and asked for the plane flyover, and I put Stephen Tucker in charge of that, and you had a gunman, A3B, and a beach Bonanza, V-35, and an RV-14, and RV-7. And these were all private pilots who just decided that they thought it would be really cool to fly over all the boats in your show. And I wanted you to tell us a little bit about the variety of boats that you had in the show.
Well, I was surprised, happily, by the brokers and dealers that threw into the show this year. It was an amazing array of boats, and it sort of happened while my back was doing other things. And we had an incredible array of boats, from small boats to large boats. We had an 80-footer come in from Mexico at the very last minute, and they were the queen of the show. They had a steady line out the door the whole show. And then, on land we had antique boats, we had classic boats, we had charter boats, we had a vast amount of boats at the show. Considering it was our third year, it was phenomenal, a phenomenal array of boats.
Let me just ask you this as an aside. One of my friends I grew up with, his dad was a brain surgeon, and he had a boat in Sausalito. And this was in the 70s now, but his boat had a little baby cannon. It looked like a toy, but it sounded real. You'd load it up with gunpowder and, of course, no little cannonball. And we'd go out on the bay and shoot that thing off, and our eardrums would ring. Are those things still legal?
You know, I don't know, but it has been a thing in the past, and I'm going to look into that because I don't know the answer to that, but I think they're still legal, and I still see people use them, so yeah, it's okay. A thing, which I want to speak to a little bit about. This year, we also had a lot of people come in with gear that we did not have in the first 2 years, and a great, you know, to reach a much broader audience. We had a lot of retail this year that we didn't have in the past. And so this year was a real milestone for us in getting a much more broad-based show with including, you know, sunglasses and gear and binoculars and life vests and all of it. It was all there this year. It was amazing.
Yeah, actually, I bought myself a wool cap because I had given mine to my daughter for my late night, midnight treks across the bay on my boat over at the Gill display. It was great. And, you know, wonderful food. I really enjoyed the crab sandwich. That was really great.
Well, I'll speak to that, too. This was great. Erica Dior, she did an incredible job of getting our food variety of foods to the show. Food trucks. We had the Lions Club come in and cook burgers and dogs, and we just had a really great showing from the community here, including Spinnaker Restaurant and a lot of the local fare was here and on display at the show.
Yeah, I was just wondering, too, Mitch, that there are a lot of car people who are obsessed with their cars and they work on them, and then they don't want you to touch them. They don't want you to get in them. Just look at them. For boat people, and they're given demo rides, is it kind of the same thing, like, this is my baby, or is it like, no, this is for everyone? I mean, I guess it varies, right?
Well, it's a little bit of all that, right? But certainly, this is about people coming down and touching and feeling and getting on board and seeing what boating's about and seeing what boat's about. Boats today are much more sophisticated and well-designed with features you never saw in the past. But again, dealers and brokers want to share this, and they want people to come down and touch and feel and bring the kids and get them into the ether of it all. It's amazing. But also to that point, we did have a variety of Price Dealership brought an incredible array of cars, and we had the Wheelhouse Club bring their specialty cars. So we had a lot of extra variety here. This is a family event. It's not all about boats. It's about the community and having something for everyone at the show.
Tell me, Mitch, what was your favorite boat that you've either sailed on or motored on? Are you a power boater, sailboater?
Well, I started off in sailboats, and that was always my thing. I started off in Hobie Cats, like a lot of people did, and just, you know, got into the sailing life. So I'm a sailor at heart, but I have, you know, adapted into the powerboat world in a really great way because I've been introduced to it, and I've been lucky enough to work with dealers of all kinds. So, but I still, my heart belongs in a catamaran on the bay, which, by the way, I'll be leaving on the Bahaha soon to recover from doing the boat show. So I'm going to be sailing south on Profligate here in a few weeks. So I'm a sailor, but the other thing that intrigued me in this show was these classic boats. Some people brought some amazing classic vintage boats, and I'm into that.
What would you say, when you talked about all the gear? I mean, obviously, sat-nav and some of the other things, but maybe an under-the-radar thing that boats have now that they didn't have that really has kind of changed the game?
Well, there's, you know, there's stabilizers now, and then this is an interesting subject, because now we have stabilizers that you take out and you can put on your boat, and it's a gyro that keeps your boat, you know, stable underway and in the water, and it mitigates the effect of the ocean waves. It's a great new concept and a great new technology that people are utilizing now to make boating nicer and more so that everybody can enjoy it. And that's a good point. Thanks for bringing that up. There are these technologies out there that are just pretty amazing.
Well, I think my dad at 91 just retired from 55 years of boating. He's a power boater, and he had a Cantius 50 cruiser, which had, you know, the pods and the thrusters, and he could just sit there with his little joystick, you know, at 91, right? Single-handing that boat and just go into the most complicated dock. It was amazing how that happens. It's not the same for sailboats, right?
Well, in some ways it is. That same technology can apply, and thanks for bringing that up. I mean, these joystick operations are pretty amazing. You know, people can steer these things that don't necessarily have to have the skills and the old time nautical training that you used to have to do a boat. Nowadays, technology has really come a long way, and it's helpful in that way.
Last question for you. What is it about the Chris Craft? I know they've been around 150 years, and Seinfeld bought one. Jimmy Fallon bought two. What is it about that sort of that old wood look of the Chris Craft that the boating community just really loves?
Well, the Chris Craft has this legendary feel, this legendary look. They've been able to maintain it from the wooden boat era into the modern era. And so they've stayed with that same design and the same concept and the same, you know, and again, it's a brand that people recognize. Chris Craft is a well-known brand, and they're still doing quality boats, and they're just putting out a great product and along that line of that vintage look, but modern day technology and feel. And so it's a great brand. And I'll also speak to the other thing that we had in the show, were these Rivas that were so unbelievably, I'm going to use the word sexy here, but they're incredible Italian-made boats that really elevate the boat show experience.
Great stuff.
Yeah, I loved the slim waist on that Riva. That was just really, really cute. Yes, Rick, you can send us off.
Mitch Perkins, manager of the Sausalito Boat Show, we want to thank you for your time and insights, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being on.
Thanks, Mitch. It was great having you.
Care.
All right, and Karen, as always, good talking to you, and we'll do it again next week.
We will. Next Tuesday it is.
All right, I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back on Sports Byline.